Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. If asked, you might be hard-pressed to find someone who doesn't enjoy music in some form or style. But while listening to music is one of life's simple pleasures, the process of perceiving music is neurologically complex. Elizabeth Helmuth Margulis, an associate professor and director of the Music Cognition Lab at the University of Arkansas, explains.
Here's something that happens. You're listening to a piece of music. It's drawing you further and further in, getting more and more exciting when... nothing. A long pause. Yet that silence can sound more fraught than many a passage full of notes. Participants in a set of experiments at my lab responded differently to the same period of silence, depending on the musical context in which it was embedded. By surrounding the pause with the right kind of music, I could make listeners think it was longer or shorter, or judge it as tenser or more relaxed. I could even prevent them from noticing a silence had occurred at all. The people in this study didn't have special musical training. Many of them claimed they didn't know anything about music. But their reactions to these pauses revealed that they engaged deeply with passages of classical music, tracking the chord progressions preceding the silence and perceiving the pause accordingly. This is just one of many studies demonstrating that listeners without formal training possess remarkable amounts of implicit knowledge about music, knowledge they evidence behaviorally but cannot articulate conceptually. Musical skills that seem rudimentary, such as clapping to a beat or recognizing a wrong note, can depend on sophisticated mental representations of tonal relationships that many music majors don't learn about until their sophomore year of college. And musical skills that would seem to go beyond rudimentary, such as the ability to be moved to tears by a piece or experience chills in response to it, are shared by wide swaths of the population. If music moves you, the next time someone asks if you know anything about it, think twice before you say no.
That was Lisa Helmuth Margulis of the University of Arkansas. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.